Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
Another campus is working to build the pipeline of meat processors here in Wisconsin. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. UW-Platteville is using meat talent development dollars from the state to design half-day courses. These courses are for college and high school students who want to learn more about careers in the meat sector. UW-Platteville animal science professor Krista Eisman is the lead on this project. Krista, can you start with why UW-Platteville decided to be a part of the state's meat talent development effort?
So UW-Platteville is super excited to be part of this effort, as Governor Evers has provided a large number of dollars for UW-Madison, River Falls, and ourselves to kind of be the leaders in increasing the awareness of the meat industry to our college and high school students. And we figured, hey, everybody else is doing it. It's great for not only UW-Platteville, but the industry as a whole. And so we're very excited to be able to help in this capacity moving forward.
Do you find a lot of interest in that region from students or parents or professors?
Oh, absolutely. Being probably one of the biggest beef counties in the state, I think it's important that we make it a point to focus on the meat industry. And when I do a lot of prospective student visits, there's a lot of students asking about meat programs and potential for courses in that area.
Tell me about the courses. Have you designed them yet? Do you know what the content's going to entail?
So, yeah, we're going to have two of them. One will be January 10th at UW-Platteville, the main campus. The second will take place January 17th at Bear Bussock County. And those will run from about 1 to 4:30. And we're planning for content to cover meat safety and inspection, a little bit of HACCP and resume building as well. And then we'll talk about how those students can get started in the meat industry, even as high school and early college age students.
Can you walk me through how hands-on it's going to be?
So we're going to initially just do PowerPoint presentations. We'll have a handbook for the students on arrival to take notes and those sorts of things. And then we're going to work with the students to do some small group activities as well as some resume building at the end of the session. And so I would say probably 75% classroom, 25% discussion, hands-on activities.
Is there any type of accreditation tied to these half-day courses?
Right now, we don't have anything planned for that, but we are talking about future programming that would allow for potential credit for the student. But this course initially will not have that.
UW-River Falls has rolled out a couple training programs, and now they're the meat science curriculum for high schools. How does this differ from some of those initiatives already announced this year?
So the programming set forth by River Falls is super important, and they're focusing mostly on that humane handling. Ours is going to be a little bit different in that it's going to actually focus on the product and how we can get those students involved in the industry initially. So jobs that they could do, careers that they can think about as a high school student as they're getting ready to graduate high school, consider tech programs as well as college.
Has enrollment opened up? When will we see that come about?
So I'm going to be sending emails to all of the FFA advisors here in the next 2 days. And then I'm hoping to have a link for registrations on the UW-Platteville School of Ag webpage, our Facebook page, and a few other outlets. And so that should hopefully be available by the end of next week.
Are there any requirements to join these courses? Do you have to be in a certain region of a certain age?
Nope, we're accepting anybody from Wisconsin. We've even got feelers out in the Dubuque area, this corner of Iowa. And so we have no regional issues. Anybody that's in high school or college is more than welcome to participate.
How many students do you expect to enroll?
Ideally, we'll take a minimum of 30. We'd love to see at least 30, but I'm expecting there to be more, considering that this is an introductory course. And I think a lot of students would benefit from the outside of the classroom experience. for those high school and college students. So I think ideally we would easily have more than 30, but we'll take as many as we can get.
On the other side of that, what's the capacity limit for these courses?
I've got large classrooms available for these. So at this point, we're not going to put a limit on it. We'll kind of see how registration starts to go. And then if at any point we have to close registrations, we'll do that. But we'll take as many as we can get.
Any talk of continuing this programming past just the two that will happen in January?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm hoping to do it once every semester, one in the spring and one in the fall. We'll see how these first two go and if there's a lot of interest. That's my initial goal moving forward, would be to do it twice a year.
What's the sentiment been like from the industry so far? Have you heard yet from folks in the industry, whether they're producers or processors?
I have been in contact with some of our processors for future collaboration ideas and kind of bouncing some things off of them. So they're super excited. They need help at this point. We know that there's a backlog in that part of the industry getting homegrown beef out faster. And so they are super excited about that and looking forward to where this program will help them specifically.
And then it's also important to note these programs are free.
So, yeah, thanks to Governor Evers and Randy Romanski at DACAP, we're able to provide these free of charge to the students. We'll also have hopefully some meat products for the students while they're there at the programs. And so because of the money that's being provided by Governor Evers and others, we're able to provide these programs free of charge.
Professor Krista Eisman is the project lead for UW-Platteville's new meat industry programming. The university is hosting two free sessions, one on January 10th at UW-Platteville, the other on January 17th at UW-Platteville, Baraboosa County. The workshops will go from 1 to 4:30, and you can find more details at UW-Platteville's School of Agriculture website and Facebook page. They'll roll out more details in the coming weeks. You can also reach out to Krista Eisman. Her number, 608-342-7375. She says a registration link will be out soon. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.